You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. This year, June 1st till June 7th marks Volunteers Week, and once again we're celebrating the amazing role volunteers play in supporting the work of charities like RNIB. We're joined now by Adam Pearson, a senior business analyst at RNIB, who will share his own journey into volunteering and what that meant for him. It is lovely chatting with you, Adam.
Yes, hello everyone. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, Adam, what is your connection with volunteering and RNIB? How did you first, I guess, get connected into this world?
Well, it's long and convoluted, but I'll try and make it as palatable as possible. But basically, one day in 2017, I woke up blind. No one in my family had experienced blindness before. I was living halfway around the world at the time in a tiny island called Taiwan. And I moved back to the UK and started to rehabilitate. As part of that, I encountered my local society, which is Henshaws in Greater Manchester, and started to volunteer with them. Now, at that time, they had RNIB Connect, and the coordinator in the area actually, from the RNIB, visited Henshaws and said, oh, you'd be a fantastic community coordinator. Would you like to come on board as a volunteer for the RNIB? So naturally, I said yes. As part of that, as time went on, I actually applied for a position at the RNIB covering maternity leave of the person who recruited me and was successful. So I actually became, from a volunteer, I became a member of staff. I also then started to volunteer, manage, and then progressed. And then even to this day, through my career at the RNIB, I've always held volunteering very close to me. And I currently manage one volunteer at the minute in my current role.
That's amazing. And how did your role change from that first initial volunteering role to now working really closely with this one volunteer?
So yeah, at the beginning there was lots of volunteers. There was about 15, so we were part. I was part of a team of staff where we had a dedicated volunteer facilitator. We were able to work very closely together to develop the volunteers. We went out and did stalls and talks and organised lots of fun things like gigs and award ceremonies and, you know, really big ticket items. And then as I stepped away from the kind of RNIB frontline into my current role as a business analyst, I've kept up with the volunteering and currently have a change accessibility volunteer, which is more of a skills-based role because it leans on my volunteers' work experience to really kind of to boost the RNIB's ability to do things internally. So it kind of went from a community-based role with lots of volunteers to working with just one volunteer who had an incredible, well, who has an incredible amount of experience. He was able to, you know, and continues to offer that to the RNIB.
And Adam, what would you say is the biggest lesson you took out of your experience of volunteering?
Well, as a volunteer, it helped me to reintegrate back into society because it gave me the confidence to be able to go out and about. So I started to travel independently around Greater Manchester, which is where I'm from. As I transitioned into a staff role, it taught me the skills like line management skills that are transferable. So volunteer management skills such as active listening, empathy and understanding towards the volunteers, because the volunteers have got their own lives and things can happen unexpectedly. And we're just incredibly grateful as an organisation that they're prepared to give up their time. So being able to accommodate them and be adaptive and resilient with them to give them the best opportunities and to give them the ability to you know, say no, it's not, volunteering isn't a job. So being able to work with them in that style was a really useful skill, which ultimately has actually led to me now becoming a manager within the RNIB as a senior BA. I've still got my volunteer, but now I also line manage staff. So the skills that it taught me were transferable.
It's amazing. It became, I guess, a step on the ladder into a future career path for you.
It definitely did. It definitely did. And, you know, I'd encourage anybody who is a volunteer manager to, you know, explore those transferable skills because you'll be able to use them in ways that you never thought possible, such as line management. And for any volunteer who's actually listening, you know, being able to think about it from the flip side and being able to step into a staff position at the RNIB, you will have unique experience in being able to see the RNIB from both sides, from as a volunteer and a customer, but also as a member of staff.
Now, you have been in various roles over the last few years, and you obviously had this privilege of seeing volunteering from different sides. What would you say was the biggest impact you have witnessed?
I think volunteering gives our volunteers confidence and it gives them new skills and opportunities. So being able to see a new volunteer who may not have the best confidence in the world, but being able to help develop them and bring them on and then have them go off and make their own groups and, you know, discover that there is life after sight loss. Because as a VI person, I do like having vision impaired volunteers because I can help develop them and give them new opportunities. So being able to see them develop and grow from where they start off at the beginning of their sight loss journey to go all the way through to then see them like grow as a person. And in some cases, I've had volunteers who've dealt with sight loss and it's given them the confidence to go off and get jobs, which is absolutely fantastic. So being able to see their development over time is a really, really rewarding and impactful experience.
And it's amazing to see that they've entered something that, with the idea in mind that they would give back, but they also gained so much through it as well, didn't they?
Yes, no, definitely. I think volunteering it is not just a give, it's a give and take. It's a much broader thing than just giving up your time because as a volunteer, you can learn new skills, you can experience new things, you can meet people that you'd never thought you'd meet in a million years. So there's a whole world of opportunity out there for volunteers. I'd encourage anybody who's thinking about signing up as a volunteer at the RNIB to do so.
Well, Adam, it's been fantastic speaking with you on RNAB Connect Radio, and thank you so much for sharing all of your wonderful experience around volunteering and what a difference it can really make.
Yep, thank you very much.
And of course, if like Adam, you would like to get involved in volunteering, you can find out more by reaching out to the RNAB helpline. The number is 0303 123 double nine double nine, or you can email helpline@rnab.org.uk.